Support for NPR and the following message come from FX's The Veil, an international spy thriller starring Elizabeth Moss. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. Now streaming only on Hulu.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Later today, all U.S. senators will be sworn in as jurors for the impeachment trial of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. The Republican-led House impeached him earlier this year with the margin of a single vote. Mayorkas is accused of violating federal law by allowing migrants to illegally enter the U.S. He denies this. NPR's Claudia Grisales says the structure of the trial isn't yet clear to senators.
Many have said they want to see an outright motion to dismiss the trial because they say this is a dispute over border policy and it does not rise to the level of an impeachment process. But now we are hearing senators could potentially reach an agreement to allow debate rather than just disposing of this very quickly.
NPR's Claudia Grisales reporting. There won't be activity today in former President Donald Trump's criminal fraud trial in New York. The judges ruled there won't be court proceedings on Wednesdays or religious holidays. Seven jurors have been seated so far in the criminal case. Jury selection resumes tomorrow. The Biden administration says it's preparing to announce additional sanctions against Iran. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports the move comes nearly a week after Tehran carried out an unprecedented attack on Israel.
The White House says President Biden is working with U.S. allies and partners, including the G7 and bipartisan members of Congress, in deciding how to move forward. The new sanctions are expected to target Iran's missile and drone program, as well as Iran's defense ministry. In a statement, National Security Council adviser Jake Sullivan said the new sanctions will, quote, continue the steady drumbeat of pressure to contain and degrade Iran's military capacity. The move comes after Tehran launched hundreds of drones and missiles against Israel last weekend, nearly all of which were intercepted by the Israeli, American, and allied defenses. Windsor Johnston, NPR News.
Stocks open higher this morning as President Biden calls for increased tariffs on Chinese steel. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose about 140 points in early trading.
The U.S. has long complained that overproduction of steel in China distorts global markets. President Biden wants to triple the tariff on Chinese steel. He's announcing the proposal in a speech to domestic steel workers in the swing state of Pennsylvania. The U.S. imports very little steel from China anyway. Safety concerns at Boeing are the focus of back-to-back hearings on Capitol Hill today. Lawmakers are hearing from members of an expert panel that called for safety improvements at the jetmaker, as well as two Boeing whistleblowers who raised concerns about the company's wide-body jets. Airline stocks are gaining altitude after an upbeat forecast from United. And Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell warns interest rates may have to stay elevated for longer than expected to curb stubborn inflation. Scott Horsley, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington. The former leader of Myanmar, Aung San Suu Kyi, has been moved from prison to house arrest. Suu Kyi was toppled from power more than 3 years ago by a military coup. The Myanmar military junta has relocated her and other ill and elderly prisoners, citing a heat wave. It's not clear if the move is temporary. Actor Hugh Grant has settled one of his lawsuits against British tabloids accused of getting scoops illegally. He has teamed up with the British royals on legal action against the now-defunct tabloid practice of phone hacking. NPR's Lauren Freyer reports from London.
Graham accused Rupert Murdoch's Sun newspaper of hiring private investigators to tap his phone and break into his house. Prince Harry has made similar allegations, and together they settled another lawsuit against another Murdoch tabloid called News of the World, which no longer exists. In a thread on social media, Grant says he did not want to settle this one, though, and instead wanted his accusations aired in court. But there's a risk he'd be asked to pay both sides' legal fees, and Murdoch's lawyers, Grant wrote, are very expensive. Instead, the actor says he's taking a, quote, enormous payout, no word on how much, and giving the money to a charity that advocates for victims of phone hacking. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, London.
In the U.S., the Coast Guard has reopened the Ohio River in Pittsburgh to shipping traffic. It was closed for nearly 4 days after more than two dozen barges broke loose and floated away during flooding in Pennsylvania. One of the barges sank. Teams using sonar found it underwater yesterday. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Capital One. The Capital One Venture X business card earns unlimited double miles on every purchase. Capital One, what's in your wallet? Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/VentureXBusiness.